Among the ships retired and docked at the Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park is the USS The Sullivans, a destroyer named for five brothers killed in action in World War II. It was on that destroyer that George Mendoza served. In August 1945, he was in New York City, on leave, out with his date, when the news broke Japan had surrendered, bringing World War II to an end. What he did next, captured on film and published by Life magazine, is a moment when Americans felt joy and relief. John Branning, superintendent of ships at the Naval and Military Park, says Mendoza became one of several veterans who claimed it was them in the photo.
And actually, the lady in the photograph was not a nurse. She was a dental tech, of all things. And George had a, he tried to get Time Life to verify that it was him, that there was actually three or four photographs that were snapped in quick succession. And the photographer never thought to get anybody's name.
Volunteers from the Naval War College took up Mendoza's cause and in 2005 declared that is him in the picture. They used evidence such as matching tattoos and scars to reach their conclusion. The woman he kissed, Greta Zimmer Friedman, died in 2016. And as for that other woman with whom Mendoza was on a date, she's mostly obscured but in the photo. And she took the spontaneous kiss with another woman in stride. In fact, she later became Mrs. Rita Mendoza, who, until his passing last weekend, was his wife for nearly seven decades. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.